3, 2, 1. Good morning, DMV. Good morning, San Antonio. Good morning to the rest of the world. Welcome to a new episode of the XFN podcast. Mm-hmm. I'm your host, LJ. Other host, DJ.
Yes, sir.
Let's get started. Before we get started, how you been, DJ?
Oh, man. Another week, man. Another L.
Another week, another L. You're still alive. Down, but not out.
We down. Way down, but not out. We guardians down.
No, not quite. Yeah, y'all record is still better. But look, all I got to say is help is on the way. If the Defenders beat
my goodness.
If my DC Defenders help save y'all season with a W against Arlington, which I think is most likely to happen.
You think an upset coming?
This is going to shake it. This is going to shake it up.
You think an upset coming?
Upset for who?
Arlington.
We're favorites, right?
No, y'all are heavily favorites, but I'm saying, you think an upset coming?
No. If we're favorites, upset not coming, man.
I'm just saying. I'm talking about Arlington beating y'all.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's no, man.
You don't think that's going to happen?
That's not. I don't think that's going to happen.
You say Orlando?
Orlando were playing because they wanted to not finish this season with a winless record. So they had to show out for us.
Okay.
And I think, man, this defense, man, it's kind of scary a little bit, not going to lie. But we're going to talk about it on the in this episode. Okay. So, I'm sorry. Now, let's start off. We're going to start off.
Wait. How you feeling, man? We need to talk about that.
Oh, yeah. I'm feeling good.
Ooh, okay. Man,
my bad. Drop something. Yeah, I'm feeling good right now.
Week 9.
Yes, week 9. Sellout crowd, 18,000 people at Audi Field supposed to show up at for the DC Defenders game against the Arlington Renegades. Mm-hmm. Man, I can't imagine how it's going to be this Sunday. I am excited to be working at that game.
Wait, I thought you said you was attending that as a fan, the last game.
No, I'm going to try to go to the playoff game.
Okay.
I would try to see if any of my friends from college would want to go. But anyway, as I was saying, 18,000, the Commanders, we'll talk about them later on in the show. Just a little surprise that we got for a lot of fans. With new ownership is imminent for the Washington Commanders. As a Commanders fan, I am very excited.
What does this mean for the Defenders, though?
Well, what this means is that it's going to be a lot of DC is going to be hype.
Wait, I'm talking about what would this mean for the Defenders, though?
Well, I'm talking about the fans. That's what I'm talking about.
DC, just fans in general.
Yeah. The DMV area is going to be hype. It's going to be a lot of F. Dan Snyder chance in the stadium, as it has been all year long at Audi Field. So, I'm very excited to be working this game. And, man, I feel so great right now as a football fan.
Yeah, Ooh. That's crazy.
All right. So, we're going to get the bad stuff out the way first. We got a lot to talk about. Oh, and one more thing, USFL versus XFL. We're going to talk about that a little bit later too.
That's a All good right. combo, man. That's a good combo because they start start this weekend. I think a couple games overlap this weekend.
Right. And I might ruffle some feathers with my take on this one too.
Ooh.
But first, let's talk about the least exciting thing. First, your San Antonio Brahmas.
Oh my goodness.
We're gonna do a quick review. I'm sorry. We're going to do a quick review about the San Antonio Brahmas versus Houston game. It was an I think it was an exciting game in the end. In the end, it was a very exciting game because overtime. You get to see the overtime rules in this
two overtimes.
Actually. Two overtimes in this week. But San Antonio fall just short. Ooh, you almost had it.
I just don't like that. I don't like the play calling, man, at the goal line. Like you don't do that fade right there. When we this is a must get play. Like we must score on this play, on that try. We must score, and then you throw a fade route. I didn't like that.
Why not call a slant?
Jaquez Patrick was going off. I don't understand why you won't run the ball. Like he can get in the end zone. He's a big back.
Well, I think because you're at the goal line, but you're so far out.
But this would it's only probably back 5 yards. You're only back 5 yards.
Yeah. Okay. But run, the saying. Running game is not.
That's what I'm saying. We had two. You got three tries on the overtime. You got three tries. At least the first or second try, you try to do a run. Like we didn't make it on the first one. Like obviously, you know something's got to give. But you don't do that fade route on the third try when we need to get that. Like it's got to be you got to have a better play drawn up like that. Like they know in that yardage situation we gonna go to Vasher. They know that. But we have been working on the drags and the slants like throughout the whole game. You got Landon Akers getting some good catches across the field. Then you got my boy Alize Mack, the tight end, getting some good catches across the field. Like you want to go to your big body receivers. You want to go to not big body receivers, but in this case, yes. But in our case, no, because you know they know that you going to Vasher on a corner. You know what I'm saying? We've been doing that. Like that's the go-to for the red zone. But you want to mix it up, man. I feel like we didn't mix it up enough. Like the play calling wasn't mixed up enough, especially in I feel like we do terrible in red zone territory, man. Like play calling. We got to get our play calling better. Because you get down the field with them quick plays, them slants, them screens, them drags. Like you get on the field with those, but you can't do that in red zone territory. It's not gonna work. They block all that off. And for them to throw a fade route, that kind of killed me. I was like, man, you can't do that.
Yeah. He almost caught it, but, you know.
He did. But no, well, it was a bad pass, and it was out of the end zone. Even if he did catch it, it was out.
Oh, you're talking about the last play.
The last play, the very, very
last play. Yeah, I thought that was bad QB play and bad play calling, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Or maybe the play – maybe Jack Cohn tried to, I don't know, maybe they thought the play would work, but, you know, it just broke down in the end. And Jack Cohn tried to ad-lib and just try to just throw it up to where only his receiver can catch it or nobody can catch it.
But I mean,
you just didn't have a chance on that play. I felt like on that play, I want my players to have a chance, a legitimate chance of making a play on that play.
Ooh. Yeah, but I mean, like, okay, so Cone, I mean, okay, let me, I don't want to bash him because he didn't play a terrible okay. I wish we can, like, it's with the play calling, the O-line, like it's got to give somewhere because I like the fact that they took a chance. Like I was saying during the game, I was talking to the fans in the game. I was at the game, so I'm talking to the fans around, and I'm like, even Roughnecks fans were beside me. And I'm like, bro, they got to take a chance. They got to throw the ball. Jack got to throw the ball. Go down the field. And guess what happened when you went down the field? Pass interference. That's what we needed. Now you move all the way down. You know what I'm saying? We get in good territory. We can't stay on our side. All game, like we got to get down the field, at least get field goals. You feel what I'm saying? I'll take field goals if we don't get a touchdown. But in a case where Jaquez Patrick, he stepped out on the 1 or 2 yard line or whatever, and you know, I thought it was a touchdown, but obviously it wasn't. We didn't have anything drawn up. Another instance where we don't have anything drawn up that good to get in the end zone. You feel what I'm saying? So I don't know, man. Like those red zone play calls, like we got to get better with that. And I mean, I believe it was a great game. I mean, the fans was hype. I was hype. I'm right by the end zone. I was happy that they was right on the outside of the end zone. Like, I'm right behind a goalpost. So I was on TV a few times, but I mean, like, I'm glad we was on that side of the field because that was the hypest side. Like, he was the loudest. Yeah. So, but it was a good game, though, man. But we could have won the game. We made better choices with some play calling and just different. I mean, defense played good. Like, we played, our defense is still the number one scoring defense in the league. So, I mean, we played good. We just can't finish.
Your offense is just a problem. San Antonio has literally the weekend to figure this out, or else the season playoff hopes is over.
Yeah, I mean, if Arlington win, which I don't think they will, but I'm just saying, you know, you never know, you know, Orlando. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Orlando beat DC, but I'm just saying. but yeah, so if Arlington wins, we pretty much out. So I don't think they're going to win, but you just never know. But if they win, we out the playoffs. If we win, we continue on, right?
Right.
And then we have to beat DC, which I don't think was going to happen. I don't know. You know, like I said, you just never know. And Arlington has to lose again. So Arlington had to lose out. We have to win out for us to even make the playoffs. And then we win the tie with Arlington. So I'm hoping DC come back to the dome. I think the dome is maybe not as our best, you know. Like, we 0-3 at the dome.
Yeah.
So, but you said who else what?
I was saying Arlington plays who this week?
They play
I'm saying they play us. So I'm talking about
they play Houston week 10. They play Arlington against Houston week 10.
Mm. Okay. They could lose out.
They could lose out, but we have to win out. We have to win out. That's the thing.
And San Antonio plays.
We play Orlando this weekend, and we got DC next weekend.
Okay. Ooh, that could be a tough game.
And that's Fiesta game too.
Yeah, this is must win game for San Antonio coming up. All right. Must win. DC Nation, Defenders Nation. Let's talk about it. We are the dominators of the North.
Nah, that was a good game, though, man.
Great game. But in the end, we still clinched the North. Audi Field, April 30th, is going to be bananas.
Wait, is it the 30th?
Capital B. Yeah, April 30th. I got my job sent me the schedule for the playoff game. It's going to be April 30th.
Oh, you're talking about for the playoff game. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I am very hyped to see that DC Defenders have won. Feels good. The division. But I have to say, the last two games have been very concerning. Not offensively. Offense is going to be what it is. Very potent. Defense. Given second straight game where we gave up 30 points. Turnovers are there. We did force a turnover. I did say that we need to have turnovers in order to win this game against Seattle. We did that. But I can't help but to think that Greg Williams' defense has been, I don't want to say figured out, but I'm just going to say it. It has been figured out. I think we're just too aggressive on defense. We were, again, I saw a lot of undisciplined defenders football on defense. Letting some plays go. Too aggressive again. Guys wide open over the middle constantly at the end of the game. And the pass rush is not as dangerous as it was in the beginning of the season. So definitely there's some things to be cleaned up on defense, but offense is scoring 30 points, averaging like 30 points a game. So I guess you can win. Football is just more offensively driven now. So like you can win like that. Mm-hmm. But I'm worried about playoffs because, you know, we're going to play somebody in the division. That's just how it's going to be. And it's going to be someone that's very familiar with the team. They're going to be like that. I can see, like, you know, either Anthony Beck or Jim Hazard saying, look, this is what DC – we play this team twice already. This is going to be the third time. We know at this point, we know, you know, the ins and outs and like the weaknesses of the team. So I'm kind of like, you know, I'm not trying to be a pessimist or anything like that, but you know, it's, I have to say I'm very concerned, despite the fact that we will have home field advantage against whoever, Seattle or St. Louis. I think this will be the week to decide. I think,
yeah, this is the win. This is the win. Win or take all.
Yeah, if St. Louis lose and Seattle wins, it's going to come down to week 10, which I'm all for. I'm definitely going to be watching that game. So, yeah. Yeah, definitely some things to clean up. Either way, my boy Jordan Tayamu balled out, making a case. I mean, he's in the – I'm not – I don't think he's going to win MVP because he kind of –
Or DiNucci.
I don't think the I think AJ McCarron's gonna win MVP.
You think so?
Yeah, I think DiNucci. The only thing holding DiNucci back is the turnovers. If he didn't turn the ball over, it's no question that he's MVP right now. Mm. But I think he's just in the race because of the turnovers. It's not a guarantee that AJ McCarron is going to be a MVP. Is going to be the MVP either. But I'll have to say, like if I wanted any of those on my team, I would take AJ McCarron over Ben DiNucci just because, like, just because of the turnovers, in my opinion. Jordan Tayamu, 247 yards, 4 touchdowns. I think that was his most complete game of the season.
So, yeah, so you think AJ McCarron will win MVP over Jordan Tayamu? He been hurt.
Yeah, I think so. Oh, he just got hurt. I forgot.
Well, he been hurt. He missed 2 games so far. He missed last game, right? And then he missed the week before. Oh, no, I'm thinking about Brandon before. Silvers. I'm thinking about Brandon Silvers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So he missed last game then, but oh, he came back because he got hurt that he came back. But he missed last game, so I wouldn't say games, but he missed a game. But Jordan Tayamu been playing all year.
Right, but and
he's a big reason why they are what they are now. Because they're off. I mean, I think without a good offense, DC would look like us without a good offense. Because y'all have a good ass offense. Y'all got some good receivers, but y'all would look identical to us because we got a good defense, but we don't have a good offense. Y'all have a good offense and a good defense. Yes, y'all defense has been kind of giving it up the last few games, but I mean, they still play lights out. Like, I mean, they still play lights out, but. You know, they playing against good teams. Like, y'all, DC's defense playing against good teams. Like, it's not like they playing against some sorry team other than Orlando. But, like, that was a kind of a gimmick time kind of game. That was like, yeah. But anyway, but yeah, I mean, I don't know. It'll come down to week 10, honestly. Like, we'll see who really is the MVP. Because, like I said, these games is huge where – this game coming up, like that'll decide. This game coming up this weekend would decide, like who, like whether McCarron get it or Jordan Tayamu get it. Because even though y'all playing Arlington, you know, next week y'all play against the number one scoring defense. So, which is next week, right? Weekend, yeah, next weekend, week. Yeah. Y'all play against us, which is the number one scoring defense. So. I mean, it'll be a case if y'all can't get past us, that's definitely AJ McCarron. Look, but I'm not ruling out. I think it's a good battle for the MVP of the season, whether it's McCarron or Jordan Tayamu.
And here's what I'm hoping: that we don't rest nobody next week, because
I don't think it's gonna be no rest. It's only 10 weeks, man. It shouldn't be no rest.
It shouldn't. I hope. I mean, look. It's a scary place to get inside the coach's mind.
And they gonna get that, one thing they, I know, they're gonna get their rest. They're gonna get their rest if they get past this playoff game because they're gonna get a week in between the championship game. So they're gonna get their rest. You ain't gotta worry about the rest.
Right. That's what I'm saying. No, I'm saying that I'm hoping the coaches don't like just put like third strings in the last game and then we just lose, but it wouldn't matter. But then players gonna be cold coming into the playoff games and then we're one and done. I don't want to be in that situation. I've been watching football for over a decade, and I've seen what that happens to. I've seen what that does to teams that were number one seed, and then when they got to play, they get a bye, and then they play. They're cold, and they're one and done. Yeah. So I'm hoping Reggie Barlow doesn't rest nobody next week. If we're gonna lose, if we're gonna get upset, then get upset at your best. And if it's the last game of the season, that's what I'm hoping. So I want to, and before we move on, I just wanted to say something about the offense. I didn't talk about the offense yet. Chris Blair, Lucky Jackson,
dogs.
I was so wrong about these guys. These guys weren't supposed to be, you know, DC defenders star players. These are supposed to be third and fourth. Jazz Ferguson and KD Cannon. KD Cannon is now in the Orlando Guardians because they were both injured.
Oh, yeah.
Jazz Ferguson is still on the team.
Wait, but I thought he got – he on the IR, right?
Ferguson. Yeah, he's on reserve.
Okay.
Jazz Ferguson, he did come back last game, but he didn't play a lot. He was still hurt.
Okay.
Jazz Ferguson was supposed to be our number one. KD is supposed to be the number two.
Hey, legal opportunities, man.
Yeah, exactly. So shout out to Chris Blair and Lucky Jackson. They've been balling. They proved me wrong. Man. I thought, you know, the receiving core was going to be our weakness, but no, it's arguably our biggest strength.
Y'all leveled all over. The offense is leveled. Good quarterback play. Good running backs.
Decent
O line and good wide receivers. Y'all, that's what I'm saying. Like y'all got a good solid offense. That's what we need to be working on next year, man. Golly. We need to get a good O-line, some good quarterback play. I thought at least they was going to mix it up in the overtime with at least put Juwan pass in there, kind of mix it up a little bit. Like, at least let him run or something. I don't know, man. But yeah, anyway, go ahead. My fault. I ain't trying to throw you off, definitely got a level offense. Good running game, good quarterback play, good wide receiving core. Yeah, good O-line.
Yeah.
For sure.
Okay, speaking of level play and quarterback play, USFL versus XFL this weekend. People been talking about spring league football, saying that it's not going to work. But look, you know, XFL looking like they're going to have their championship. USFL, this is season two right here. And the first week is next week, but it's competition time. Mm-hmm. Who has the advantage?
It's going to come down to, well, first of all, I think it's great for spring football. That lets you know, like, it's a community out there. It's people that want to watch football in the spring. That's for certain. It don't even matter if it's like not the NFL, you know, not NFL type quality, but it's good quality football. So that's what people want to see, and it's letting you know that it's a space for that, and like having two leagues. One starting after the Super Bowl, and then another one starting at the tail end of one of the leagues and starts. I mean, it's good. I'm gonna be watching for sure. I'm not a diehard USFL fan, but I'm gonna be definitely watching because it's football, man. So I'd be following probably the gamblers and then some the Express. I want to see what they look like. The Showboats. So
yeah.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to seeing what they look like. Looking forward to see what the attendance is going to look like. The tickets are cheapest. I don't know what. Yeah, looking at the ratings. So I know people have been talking a lot about the ratings, but they still, both XFL and USFL average, USFL season one average and XFL right now average is still higher than some of the stuff that's coming on TV right now. I know somebody mentioned it earlier. Still higher than NHL games. NBA playoffs is about to start. So, well, it has started technically the play-in games, but the USFL competition is the NBA playoffs and the XFL competition is March Madness. So we're going to see, but the ratings and the viewers, you know, is still kind of, it's good. It's a good average. Like, you know, somebody tweeted, like I said, the XFL average, so far to this point is like 630 something thousand. And season one of the USFL was averaging like 800 something thousand. But, you know, they own like Fox and the big channels. But Fox, I think NBC too.
NBC, but, Peacock.
Yeah, but the thing is, people forgetting is the USFL, they didn't have any competition when they started, really. Because I think what – wait, they did have competition, right? Because March Madness was going on.
No. Did they start after the Super Bowl?
They started early, I thought. No, they didn't start after the Super Bowl. They started early. I think they started April. Maybe around this time then, actually.
Yeah, I could have sworn it started in April.
Yeah, it started April, but they still kind of going against NBA playoffs still. So, but it wasn't no XFL going on. So it wasn't like people, like nobody really had their attention moved to another league. Whereas now you got two leagues going on. You got one game. Like I said, they're going to overlap. So you got one game on Fox, then you got one game on ABC. You know, like week nine XFL, they got one game, one ABC game, one ESPN 2 game, and then two ESPN games. So, you know, like it's going to be a competition, man. But it's like who's giving us the best football? Who's giving us the best football?
So, my take is USFL. I feel like as far as television, I feel like USFL has an advantage. Here's why. Because I feel they have a bigger TV networking program contract than XFL. They got Fox. Everybody watches Fox. Man, XFL got ESPN and
ABC.
And yeah, ABC. But I mean, that's basically ESPN 3. But look, everybody.
Wait, ABC, ESPN
3. Yeah, well, if you got Sling, then ABC is ESPN 3. If there's like a sporting event coming on ABC, that's how I watch the games.
Oh, okay. So I guess when you look at it this way, meaning ABC, Fox, NBC, ESPN, those are regular non-cable channels.
Exactly. So you can get that
with just an antenna. Like you can watch those four channels without an antenna. ESPN 2, that's cable, right? Mm-hmm. Or Peacock is streaming. Platform and FS1, I think FS1 and FS2 are streaming. Like, I don't think you get those with non-cable. So, you know, like, yes, when it comes down to that, USFL has two platforms where it's non-cable. Well, they both got two platforms that's non-cable, but I don't know. Like you said, I agree with you. I think Fox and ESPN is like neck and neck as far as people that don't have cable and then it watches the most. Like, if you're a sports fan, and you're a sports fanatic, you're going to be always on ESPN
or Fox.
Well, I'm talking about like for example, like me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know when the last time I watched Fox. Well, NFL season would be Fox. That was the last time I watched the Fox channel. But as far as just being a sports fan in general, I watch ESPN every day. You feel what I'm saying? So it's got to be something on Fox for me to watch Fox.
Right.
So.
I'm saying because like the marketing, I think people watch Fox more than like a channel like FX. So I'm saying like,
well, they FX probably is know. Cable.
Yeah. I'm saying like Fox is a bigger network.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Like equivalent to, so this is how it's laid out, right? So for the USFL, they have Fox and they have NBC. Those are the big channels. No cable needed.
Yeah.
For XFL, it's ESPN and ABC, which is no cable needed. But I feel like USFL, like you just said, I agree with you. I think USFL have the bigger channels, non-cable channels, which is Fox, because everybody watches Fox. NASCAR come on Fox. NFL comes on Fox. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Whereas, you know, they have also NBC, and I think – Was Sunday Night Football on NBC?
That's on NBC.
Yeah. So, whereas XFL, ESPN is like a general sports channel, but ABC, I don't know what comes on ABC. So, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. I kind of agree with you with the USFL side, but we'll see though, man. I'm saying
like people probably know more about the USFL because I feel like we were talking about the marketing for XFL, it hasn't been like you will see a USFL commercial showing a highlight play from last year. Say, yeah, this is football right here. So that's what I'm saying. USFL probably has the advantage in terms of marketing. Not necessarily. I'm not talking about quality of football.
They might got that, and I can agree, but. Yeah. XFL got everything else. Yeah. XFL got everything. They got the audience. They got the sponsorships with the jerseys and shit or stuff. Yeah. They got Progressive. They got, you know, they got all the big names. They got Zoa. They got Westland or whatever the thing is called. Hotel. Like, they got all the sponsorships. And they got ownership. I think their ownership is better. So, yes, USFL is killing XFL in marketing, but I think the XFL has everything else.
Right, and I feel like XFL, they dropped the ball a little bit because CBS was wide open.
See, but I don't think that they can get that contract. I think it's literally Disney. So whatever Disney owns, that's all that the XFL. They had a contract with Disney. So whatever Disney owns,
okay. Now
that's that all they can get. So I don't think Disney was like, oh yeah, you can get CBS. No, that's why the games was on FX, because Disney owns FX, but that's a movie channel. That's not a sports. That's not a game channel. So that's why it was hard for people to follow FX when you can just watch the game on ESPN Plus. Like if you got ESPN Plus, which is not bad. I think it's what, like $13 a month for ESPN Plus, Disney, and Hulu. Disney Plus and Hulu. So that's a bundle. You get that for like $13 a month. And then when the season over, you can just cancel. You know, if you don't want to have, I still have ESPN Plus, Disney Plus, and Hulu. So, I mean, that's just me.
Yeah, I got you.
But yeah, so, I mean, I don't think that they can get, I don't know who's going to get CBS. So I think CBS is just going to be NFL. But yeah, it's gonna be eye opening, and it's gonna let you know what people really want to see. And I know it's like a big following for USFL. They're gonna get the viewers. They might not get the attendance, but they're gonna get the viewers.
Right. And attendance. That's where not the XFL has advantage of. They still they're doing hub cities, but they expanded it. It's not gonna be just in Birmingham like it was last year.
Yeah, so
they got Detroit,
Canton, Ohio.
Birmingham, and Memphis.
Yes,
those are the four hub cities, and it's kind of confusing, but I kind of get it. So like, I think each city is going to have two teams that's going to have that hub city as their home stadium. Correct. Exactly. So Michigan is going to be in Detroit. New Jersey and Pittsburgh, they're going to be in Canton. Memphis is going to be, in Memphis, the Showboats.
with
Houston, Birmingham, right? I think so, yes. And Birmingham is going to be in Birmingham with someone else. I forgot who.
So I guess Michigan going to have the Panthers and the Stars, right?
Yeah, and Detroit.
Yeah. So I guess that will only leave what Birmingham and whoever else can be in Birmingham with the style.
Yeah, I forget what other team. Oh, New Orleans.
New Orleans. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. New Orleans is kind of close to. It's actually, I think it's right beside Alabama, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not far. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's how the hub cities is going to work in the USFL this year. But XFL does have an advantage in terms of attendance because I think, you know, the travel, I think, again, you're going to have the same problem as last year, which all the teams were playing in Birmingham and, you know, people weren't willing to spend money to travel just to see their home team play.
Right.
All the time. So that's why you got low attendance in Birmingham last year. Unless, you know, the Birmingham Stallions play, which they do have a really good fan base in Birmingham, though.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. They do.
So, yeah, those USFL versus XFL competition begins Saturday, tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So now it's time for our favorite part of the show, the picks.
Okay. Yeah, man. Let's get the picture.
We're gonna start with something fun. San Antonio versus who's San Antonio play again?
Orlando.
San Antonio versus Orlando. Who you got, Daryl?
The Brahmins, man. Because I messed up last week because I was like, let me pick the Brahmins because I so that way we can win. Me pick.
I thought you took Houston. I thought you took Houston.
I did. Well, I meant to say, let me pick against the Brahmins. So maybe we can win, but we came close. But I mean, nah, I'm picking San Antonio this week, man.
This is gonna be a tough game right here.
And it's only gonna be tough because we 0-3 at home, man. So I'm expecting us to get our first dub, but then I'm also like, damn, like this is a trend, man. We can't win at home. But we playing a Guardian, so
I know, yeah, exactly. But I know San Antonio is winless at home right now. But you can't lose this game with a capital C. You cannot lose this game at home or else it's over. I'm going to give San Antonio the edge here because they have beaten Orlando already. And that was away from home too. So, but again, they're 0-3. Is that correct? Yeah, 0-3 at home right now. Orlando, they still look pretty decent last week, but turnovers really killed them with Quinn Dormady. I think San Antonio has an edge here because of the defense. It's just so good. And despite the fact that they're 2-5, again, they're the number one scoring defense in the league. So I think that's why San Antonio will win, because this will be an ugly game. It will turn into an ugly game, and that will be in their advantage. All right, next game, Arlington versus DC.
Come on, man. y'all at home talking about almost 20,000 fans going to be there. That's a sellout. So I'm taking DC, man. There's no way. DC is not losing at home. DC is not losing at home.
We never lost, even in XFL 2.0.
Even 2020. Yeah,
undefeated, never lost.
Man. So this about to extend their streak. They about to be, what, 8-0 at home?
Yeah.
They about to smash them, man. And you know what? I think it's I don't think it's going to be like a blowout, but I also think – I just think that it's going to be a good game because I think Luis Perez, man, that says a lot. Luis Perez said a lot. Them having Luis Perez – they looking like a better team. Now, can they beat y'all? Probably not, but I think it'll be I don't think it'll be a blowout though.
They will have a chance if our defense continue to play like it has been playing lately. I think they will have a legitimate chance of beating us at home. I really do. But I'm going to go with my defenders. Let's go. Undefeated. Oh, wait, hold on. We're not even undefeated anymore. But we still are at home.
I know. So, undefeated.
Yeah. All right. Vegas versus Houston.
Oh, man. You know what? I'm going to pick Vegas, man. I'm going to pick Vegas. Let me tell you why. Because first of all, they don't have nothing to play for,
and they've been playing very good lately.
They've been with Jalen McClendon. They've been playing really good, the crazy thing is they almost won last week. They almost beat the Battlehawks last week.
Speaking of that game, hold up, how you feel about those calls in overtime? I don't know. Is it just me, or did it look like the tight end made it across the goal line with the ball?
He could, yeah. But you know what? It's been like that all year. Honestly, it's been like that all year because I said something earlier on offline about Dean Blandino. Man, they need more. They need more angles, man. But you can't say, oh well, I can't see it, so it's gonna stay like that. Which I understand is that's the rule, but. You can't do that, man. And it look everybody else sees it, and everybody else talks about Dean like how bad it's been this year.
Yeah,
because that don't help. Like you got the refs on the field making bad calls, but then you got him in the booth like yeah, I can't see it, so it's gonna stand. Like I'm like, bro, what? Oh, it's just bad, man.
They're killing Dean on social media, man. They want his head. Want his head.
Because it shouldn't come down to that. Like, no game should come down to that. Yeah. Call it how you see it. Don't, and then if it looks like, I mean, maybe, like, that's what I'm saying, the angles. Like, maybe the angles got to get better, but you can't do that, man. Like, it's bad. So, but yeah, man. But to go back to the pick, man, I think Vegas might do something, man. Because Houston is the best team in the South, but they not unbeatable. They very beatable.
They've been very beatable since my DC Defenders beat them. I think we did something to them.
They are very beatable, man. So
we did something to them, man.
But that's what I'm saying. Like the South, and even though they 5-3, and Arlington is right behind them, and then we still got an opportunity. I still don't think Houston got the South wrapped up. They might if they lose out, they'll go 5-5. If anything, but I see Vegas beating them, and like I'm gonna make the pick next week. They play Arlington next week, so I could see Arlington beating them with Luis Perez. So, but anyway, this week I got Vegas, man. I think Vegas gonna beat them boys.
I agree. I'm gonna take Vegas as well, and I think Jalen McClendon is gonna ball out against Houston Roughnecks. I can definitely see that happening. Next game. Final game. Game of the week right here. For all
of Seattle
versus St. Louis. Seattle is playing to keep their season alive for at least one more week of football. Seattle Sea Dragons, St. Louis Battlehawks. Who you got, DJ? At St. Louis.
Going into this game, you said you got St. Louis?
Yeah. No. I said at St. Louis.
Oh, at St. Louis. Going into this game, I was thinking St. Louis was going to take this because they at home. It's the last – well, it's not their last home game, but this is the big game where, I mean, you can't even really count week 10 because they got Orlando. But this is for all the marbles, and I would think that they would probably play their best ball this week. But this is the kicker. Tiano is out.
He's injured. Oh yes,
he's out. Meaning, now going into this week, I don't know the injury report. I'm not up on an injury report right now, so I don't know if AJ McCarron is good to go. I don't know if he's. No, I don't know if he's 100%.
I don't think so.
Okay, so that means they're going to have a backup.
They're going to have Vincent Testaverde.
Yeah, Testaverde Jr. So
yeah.
This is huge, man. This is huge. Now, is he going to play the same way Tiano played?
I thought Nick Tiano, I thought he played all right because he won the game, but I don't think he played all that well. I mean, he did have that pretty cool helicopter touchdown last week.
So this is going to come down to – so if Vinny playing, then it's going to come down to – it's a lot that's relying on this game. It's a lot different relying on this game. But I got Seattle, man. I got Seattle. I got Ben. I don't think Battlehawks is going to be that good for them to beat Seattle, man. Even though with the turnovers, I still think they can put points on the board. And they got a good squad, man. Phillip Lindsay back there. Josh Gordon still doing what Josh Gordon do. Jakor Pearson, JPZ still doing what he got to do. Defense still playing solid for Seattle. I don't know, man. I got Seattle though. I think they're gonna take this, man. And they're gonna continue, man. Their playoff hopes is still up. But this is a big game, so I just don't see St. Louis with that backup without AJ McCarron. I don't. If AJ McCarron was playing and he was 100%, I'm picking AJ McCarron. I'm picking Seattle. I mean, I'm picking St. Louis all day. But AJ not there. And they probably go with a backup. Yeah, man. I'm going with Seattle. They more put together. Seattle more put together right now.
Okay. I love to see football drama in the end. So that's why I'm going to take the Seattle Sea Dragons. Because I really want to see how these teams are going to react when Playoffs are on the line next week. I think that's going to be some good TV next week for XFL.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Give me the Seattle Sea Dragons against the St. Louis Battlehawks. I think this is a very winnable game for them right now with St. Louis down to their third-string quarterback, A.J. McCarron. Well, A.J. McCarron, he actually hasn't been ruled out yet, but most likely Vincent Testaverde is going to be under center for this game this Sunday.
This weekend, yeah.
This Sunday, yeah.
So
give me Seattle.
So they got AJ Vincent. Okay, what about what's up with Manny Wilkins? He's another player on that, well, quarterback on that roster. So what's up with him? Is he going to start? I mean, he's been with the, I don't know how long he's been with the team. I don't know if it's been since the beginning. But
Manny Wilkins. No, he actually has been with the team.
So what about him starting and maybe Vinny back him up?
I think you know what? I think Manny Wilkins might be starting. Because I heard a lot of good things about Manny Wilkins.
He's played in the NFL before, right?
Yeah, backup to Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
Well, he played at least with Aaron Rodgers. I'm not sure if he really backed him up, but yeah, former Green Bay Packers quarterback, athletic quarterback, and he's athletic too. He can run. So I think that could be a factor. Maybe this won't be an easy game for defensively for Seattle. So we'll see, man. But I'm loving it right now. I've still got Seattle winning. Football drama is on the way. Can't wait to see that.
It should be a good game. But I you know what? I'm not now that I know that Manny has been on the team long enough to know the offense and kind of he got some professional experience. I'm not ruling out St. Louis, but if he's starting, I think it might be a closer game. But I'm not sure if they can pull it out. So I think, like I said, Seattle for sure.
Okay. Those are the picks. And players of the week. I'm going to go first with this one. I'm going to go with my man Jordan Tate-Amu, DC Defenders quarterback, 247 yards, 4 touchdowns, no picks.
That's what you think he's going to do?
No. I'm saying this is players.
Oh, from last week.
Yeah, last week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's my offensive player of the week. My defensive player of the week is Will Harvey, linebacker from St. Louis. 9 total tackles in the game against, why are you forgetting the Vegas Vipers last week?
Okay, so mine, I'm gonna pick Ben DiNucci. Mine is his pick, but that man went for 300 yards, 3 touchdowns.
I would have picked Ben DiNucci if he didn't throw that pick.
You would just ain't want to pick him because they play DC, man.
No. He didn't win the game and he threw an interception. So.
Oh, Ty, defense, I don't know, man. It's hard. It'd be so many people balling out, man, on defense. I don't know, man. I'll always be taking forever with defense. But yeah, no, I'll come back for defense. But we could talk about what's the latest and greatest, man.
Okay. You got Delonte Scott.
I didn't want to be a homer.
Yeah, I understand that.
But he have been playing good though. Both of the Scott brothers actually. Let me see tackles. Matter of fact, let me give it to Cam Kelly just because I'm gonna be a homer. Cam Kelly with the pick because they were about to save the game pick. Yep, Cam Kelly. So I give it to him. I'm gonna be a homer.
Okay. So before we wrap up, we got extras. We have something outside of the XFL that I mentioned earlier. Washington Commanders. Commanders fans all around the United States, all around the world, you will be getting your team back very soon. Nothing's official yet, but it's very imminent.
Oh yeah, they're doing deposit, but they're not going to do it. You're not available. They're not available until after the last home game. So y'all should come available after, because this is your last home game this weekend, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it should definitely come available after probably next week. And ours won't come available till after. Same for St. Louis. Ours won't come available till after the season over.
Wait, were you talking about the jerseys?
Oh, I was talking about the deposits. I'm sorry.
Oh, the deposits? The
ticket deposits.
Yeah. I don't know. I just want to – I was talking about something totally different. It's okay.
So you said you're talking about the jerseys, right?
No. I was talking about the Commanders.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, go ahead with the commander, man.
Yeah, but we got a couple of extras for you. We kind of spoiled it a little bit, but yeah, Commanders will be owned by a new group. Dan Snyder will be taking a hike, really long, really, really, really long hike from football soon. I am glad to say it. The abuse is over. We can finally be looked at as a respectable franchise. I mean, of course, we got to start winning again, but, you know, it's not good to be losing and to have, you know, a lot of scandals on your team. It just doesn't look good. And, I was kind of fed up with being talked about. You know, it felt like on ESPN, every time the Washington Commanders make news, it's always for the bad reasons. That's what it's like, you know, being a Washington fan for really the past decade. Well, really since I've been a kid. I was born in 2000. So, yeah. Next, the jerseys. Jerseys will be available this weekend starting at $190. DC Defenders will be selling their jerseys online. Everybody in the league, I believe. Is that right?
Yeah, it's for everybody. It's available for everybody.
Yeah.
But they are $189.
Yeah, ridiculous, man.
I mean, this is my stand on it. I mean, I think the jerseys are a little bit overpriced, but it's no but actually. They are overpriced. But the quality is good though. I mean, I don't want to say, you know, it should still be $189. I don't think that it should be $189. Maybe $130, $120, somewhere around there. But $189, that's overkill for a replica jersey. Yeah, it'll be stitched and the material should be better, but I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if they're trying to get money back from, you know, from maybe the money, the merch loss that they took this year. I don't know. But $189 is pretty overkill. I won't be buying one because I don't wear generic jerseys. I have player jerseys, so.
Right, yeah.
Or custom jerseys, but I'm not wearing a generic 23 jersey. Well, I'm not, definitely not wearing a 54 jersey with Dwayne Johnson name on the back. No.
No way. It's selling that at San Antonio?
No, it's selling. Well, they, for each team, they have two jerseys. They have one, which is a 23 jersey. No team name on the back or nothing, just plain 23. And then they have another one that's 54. Each team has a 54 jersey with Dwayne Johnson on the back.
That's crazy, man.
It's very crazy.
$190 for that?
It's definitely crazy. I'm not paying $194.
I'm not paying $194 23 jersey.
I'm not paying $194 23 generic jersey with no. That's why I said at least y'all could put.
Exactly.
At least y'all could put Brahma's
star player.
Not even a star. I don't think they don't have a license to do the star players or put any players on there. So I understood that part, but at least for the 23 jersey, because it's, you know, 2023. For the 23 jersey, they should at least put the team name on the back. Like Brahmas, Battlehawks, Sea Dragons, like that. They should have put the name on the back. It is just plain blank jersey. Like, that's it. So, yeah.
Yeah. Anything, any other news for XFL?
Nope, man. Week 9, we almost there.
All right. Week 9 indeed. And next week is going to be week 10. We're down to 2 more weeks of football. Would you call this season? Well, no, I'm success. Not gonna call it
a success.
You think it's a success?
Yes, we passed week 5, so it's a success.
Okay, yeah.
To me, I mean, is it a full blown success? No, but did it surpass 2020 in a lot of different ways? People wouldn't agree that it did, but to me, I feel like if we pass week 5, it's a success as a league because. You know, we closed down week 5 in 2020, but a lot of things could meaning like that a lot of people agree with it. Is the reason why I say that is because a lot of stuff that went on this year, a lot of people feel a certain type of way about, i.e. the way that it's been ran as far as marketing.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Just a lot of stuff, like a lot of stuff that was last minute. A lot of stuff a lot of people that they're still trying to hire. It's just a lot of like random stuff that's been going on that, you know, that has happened and people don't agree with. But I mean, like for me, in my opinion, I think that it's a win for the XFL in general because we passed week 5. So,
okay. For me, I don't think it's a win yet because we still got, you know, the championship.
That's true.
USFL had their championship. Why not us? You know,
that's true.
Yeah. Okay, that'll be it. Hey, I hope everybody is safe. Thank you for listening in to another episode of the XFN podcast. One more thing. DC Defenders Nation, heads up, shields up. I'll see y'all later.
I ain't about to say nothing.
Come on, man.
Good luck this weekend for the Brahmins and the whole XFL. Yeah, man. I don't got nothing. Nothing. What am I supposed to be happy about?
Hey, that you got a team in San Antonio.
We 2-6.
Be happy that you got.
That's not nothing to be happy about. I mean, we 2-6. I don't want to lose a team. But, I mean, I'm going to support them. I'm still going to support them. I'm still going to the games and stuff. But I don't know. It's not sitting real well with me. You know, as a fan, with being around the fan base, being around like the community and meeting people and stuff like that, that's great. I love that.
All right.
But the team in general, man, they not, it's not getting me where I want to get, you know? So, but yeah, man. All right.
Horns okay. Oh, come on, man. All right. If they win, you have no excuse, man. You got to match the energy.
If they win, they still going to be 3-6.
But y'all still want to have a chance to make it to the playoffs.
So if Arlington win and we win, I'm not going to be happy because we got out of the playoffs.
Arlington's not going to win.
We're going to see. We're going to see.
I need that energy, man. I need that energy to be matched. All right. All right, y'all. For real, be safe out there. I'll see some of y'all Sunday at the at Audi Field. All right.
Peace out.
Later.